Hey peeps. So this is another audiobook of mine, which I thought of doing a few days ago, but I never had a chance. I want to talk about what audiobook means to me. I'm just having a quick drink. It's a fruit juice. It's like a green juice, but it's not made out of greens, it's made out of fruits. Very ugh, but nice and healthy. So, when I was younger, before I had an iPhone that I could use internet with, I wasn't able to use any social or any internet web stuff. And I got my phone 2 years ago, nearly. So I used to write a diary. I used to buy the normal diaries that girls buy, and I used to braille on it with my brailler, which was really hard and annoying. Then I started to write a diary on my laptop. And then Audioboo came. Oh, I found out about Audioboo. For a blind person, you know how sighted people collect photos to have memories. For a blind person, it's good to have videos. And now words and papers don't actually give you the chance to go back and tell how you feel, how you felt, and how people around you felt, and what the environment and atmosphere was at that point. Especially that my tongue isn't creative when it comes to writing, obviously. So, Audioboo, I'm not doing boos so people can listen to them and enjoy them. I'm not doing boos to entertain people. If they want to listen, alright. If you don't, I don't care. Some people do boos hoping that people will listen to them. I don't. I have this thought in my head that in 10, 20 years back, not back, in 10, 20 years, I'll be looking on these lovely boos, listening to them, and laughing at me. And remembering all the stuff that happened. And for me, it's easier to listen to a recording than read a page of full of words. Like, even now, I started Audioboo, I don't know, a year ago? A year and a bit, maybe? No, it was longer than that. 2 years ago, nearly 2 years ago. Because one of my first Audioboos was back in my old school. So when I look at all the old recordings, like from Christmas, not last Christmas, but the Christmas before, when we all got drunk and they were starting to sing and they sang a heavy metal piece. Well, it wasn't a heavy metal piece, but my mum's boyfriend and my auntie turned it into a heavy metal piece. And every single time I look at it, I laugh. And I just remember the Christmas. And I remember all the good, happy stuff that happened and how we felt and all that. So, this is what Audioboo means to me. It's like a diary. Obviously, I can't post up here saying, oh, I just broke up with my boyfriend because he cheated on me, or he was so amazing in bed, or we just shared a first kiss or whatever. No, I can't do that because it's public. So it's not fully a dictionary or a teenager dictionary. However, it is a teenager diary, not dictionary, a teenager diary. However, it is some kind of diary for me. So I am really glad and thankful for Audioboo, as I don't have to do videos because I can't do them to save my life, and then people don't have to see me anyway. So that's what Audioboo means to me. So thank you, Audioboo people. You're amazing. And I just wish Audioboo was more populated. Like, I know a lot of people in here, over 200 I know of, and most of them are blind. But if sighted people were using Audioboo, it would have been even better. Like, sighted people use Facebook, that kind of thing. But still, diary, that's what Audioboo is for me.